Hey, everybody, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to do a very tactical episode around how to start, run, scale a remote sales team.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
And it's because we have Stelly here and I've got questions and I know he has answers, and it's something that I'm really curious about. And I'm sure a lot of people are, because the typical answer is don't run a remote sales team. So that's the typical answer. And that's because people are used to basically the equivalent of like call center, open office, lots of people in the sales room talking and doing their thing and selling and picking up the phone and blah, blah, blah. So that's not what a remote sales team is. And remote work is obviously on a lot of people's minds, pretty much everyone's now. Mm-hmm. And so, all right, Stelly, what do we need to know about how to run a remote sales team really well?
Well, before I jump into that, because I want to give a shout out to the report that you've done. You and the whole FYI team, you guys are publishing more and more stuff around remote work. That's really, really good. You did like a kind of a up-to-date state of remote work report. What's the URL that people can get this? For those that haven't seen this yet, you should check it out, definitely.
It's pretty straightforward. It's usefyi.com/remote-work-report. You'll get to it. And this was done a little bit ago. Then we have, my co-founder wrote 11 best practices for remote work. That was a hit. I wrote a post on remote work resources. We have another one coming up that I'm sure we'll talk about on an episode in the future. So yeah, remote work's a thing. People love remote work. So why shouldn't sales do it?
Yeah, I think that, and this is something that is picking up. I used to get a lot of questions about how to run a remote company. And now I'm increasingly getting questions around remote sales teams, or like emails in panic of people that are like, all right, we've been trying for a year. We've gotten through every mistake and failure. Is this actually possible? And if so, please help. So let's talk about it. I think that we're going to see remote sales is happening and will happen and can work. And there's going to be more and more selling happening in a distributed and remote fashion. So it's not a question if it works or if it doesn't, it does work. But it is probably one of the hardest teams to set up for success in a remote environment within your organization, right? And why is that? Well, it's because of a number of reasons, but at the core of it, it's because salespeople are probably some of the least disciplined and most social creatures within a company. So they feed off each other's energy. They do need as much human contact as possible for salespeople. Talking and communicating and interacting socially is what gives them energy. It doesn't exhaust them. It doesn't just cost them energy, like maybe for many other types of people within the business. And so it is harder to have a salesperson work from their home or some remote location and be happy and effective than it is for certain other people within your company. There's three kind of major mistakes that I see remote companies do when they try to start building a remote sales team. So let's just kind of break down these three things for people here as mistakes to avoid or things to get right. I think number one is that it's very hard, very, very hard to, today at least, to hire very junior salespeople in a remote company and have them be successful, right? So if you hire somebody that has very little work experience in general, and you have hire somebody that doesn't have remote work experience whatsoever, in any position in your company, it's going to increase the risk that this hire is not going to work out. But it really amplifies it times 10 if that person is in sales. So I would highly recommend people that are building a remote sales team to err more on the side of hiring a bit more experienced people, people that understand the ABCs of selling, that have sold successfully, that they get it, people that have displayed and have a proven track record of discipline in their life, people that are taking control of their own lives and have shown that they can be consistent, disciplined about the way they structure and design their life and their work. And ideally, people that have either been selling by doing some component remote. It could be that they've been just like traveling a lot. So a lot of their scheduling, calls, follow-up, contract negotiation is just happening on the go. Or maybe that have been working from their home office for a couple of days a week versus just being in an office. Just somebody to show that they can work from different environments and are kind of super self-organized. Those types of people, those you just have to teach how the culture in a company works. Maybe they have to obviously learn something about your industry and your product and technology, but you don't have to teach them how to do remote work completely, how to be disciplined, and how to do selling. If you have to teach somebody that junior, it's going to be very hard, if not almost impossible, to do that fully remotely. So hire more experienced people on the sales side, and definitely hire people that have more of a proven track record, that they're highly, highly disciplined individuals. That will make a massive difference on the sales side of things if you want to hire remote. That's one. The second thing is that sales teams and salespeople are more social creatures, and you have to take that into consideration and into account in the way that you run a remote sales team. So, don't just take the process and the meeting cadence and, you know, anything else that you do to run your engineering team and to run your product management team and to run your support team and just apply it to the sales team in the same way. You will fail if you do that, and your sales team will fail. You'll need to think about the sales team and it's as its unique little ecosystem and totally different team. And you will need to develop very different habits to running that team than the way you run every other team. And some of the things that are most likely going to be